So Katie felt like a real life Disney princess when she's in the mountains with your friends.
Yeah, I originally said Cinderella, but I'm thinking it's maybe more like Snow White.
Okay.
Which is the one that basically calls out to all the woodland animals and they all come out. It's Snow White?
Yeah.
I felt like Snow White in the mountains. I felt like Snow White. I went to Black Mountain with my girlfriends, and when we, like, my girlfriend whose house we went to will send me photos all the time of black bears, the mamas, the babies.
There's a lot
all
of them.
The time.
Where
yes.
is Black Mountain?
It's about 20 minutes right before you get to Asheville.
Why would you go there?
Because it's beautiful. Black Mountain is the best. Oh, Jason, you would love it.
It's not like, Pigeon Ford and Gatlinburg, is it?
You've never been to those places, but I don't think so.
Okay. Maybe.
No, Black Mountain is like the cutest town, and they've got wine bars. They've got...
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I've told stories about Black Mountain before, like the town pump. If you don't know about that, you've heard a story about the town pump.
I've heard a story. I don't remember
it's
exactly.
It's a bar. It's a bar.
Oh, the town pump. Okay.
Yes. They have great restaurants.
Well, I didn't know, because I thought it would be a small little... Nope. Is it a big tourist area?
I don't think it's a big tourist area, but it's definitely growing, I think.
I think you probably like Gatlin Mountain better.
I
know Katie, she wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
It's Myrtle Beach in the mountains.
Yeah, I would not.
Gatlinburg is it? I mean, Pigeon Forge is. Yeah. Gatlinburg?
They're right next to each other. It's the same thing, basically.
Yeah. 20 minutes away.
But no. It's Myrtle Beach in the mountains. No. I like it. You wouldn't.
Black Mountain is totally my vibe.
Yeah,
it's
like
very
more
laid back, very like... You know, you can shop and then you can pop in for a drink and then you go over and have, you know, some food. It's great.
It's like Polly's Island in the mountains.
Kind of.
Like more remote.
A little bit, yes.
But have some things if you like.
I won't say sleepy little because it was busy, but it's definitely like people know your name if you live there.
Mm-hmm.
But my friend Blair will send me videos and photos all the time of the bears that are up there, and they live on the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
And so I have never seen one. Every time that we've been to Black Mountain to stay at her house, I've never seen one. We pull up. We pulled up right to her driveway, and standing there as the welcoming committee was a black bear.
In the driveway?
Right on the side of the house, on the walkway that goes down into the woods, and I lost my mind. I was like oh my God.
Happy or scared?
Me, overjoyed. Overjoyed. Yeah. I was also safe in the car.
Right.
So
right.
I think that if we had just been unloading our things and then we saw it, I probably would have freaked.
No, you don't have to worry about black bear.
What?
Yeah, they're not.
I'm not going anywhere near them.
Very rare do you get killed. And it's the grizzlies you got to watch out for. And the black bear are just so nice. And unless there's cubs around.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
You see cubs?
Well, you did not see any cubs, but this might be the season for the cubs, or maybe it's not. I don't know. But you just never know. And so when the black bear saw us, she clearly is very used to seeing people out and about.
They're
but
more
also
there.
Was like, she did go away quickly.
Yeah, for sure.
So then... Later on that afternoon, we're hanging out on the back deck, which overlooks this beautiful mountains, but we're up high.
Uh-huh.
And so down below, like right along the edge of the woods, we hear my friend Blair's dog go crazy, and Grover's barking, barking, barking. And she was like, I think he hears a bear. And we thought, we can't be this lucky twice.
Right, right, right.
Wouldn't you know? Out of nowhere, that same bear comes and walks along the bottom, like on their yard, along the perimeter of the woods.
And killed the dog?
Nope. Oh. The dog was up with us. And I'm so dumb. I'll just say me, because I don't think anybody else is doing it. I was like, hey. trying to get his attention.
You have food in your
hand? Probably.
She covered herself in honey?
Yes. I had a wine glass, that's for sure. But, trying to get his attention.
Hey, hey,
and
hey.
Then we were like, wait a second. They can climb.
Yes, they can.
Yes, they can.
Yeah. It's shocking and fast.
They can climb so fast.
Yeah.
So the second that we kind of said that out loud, we just let her do her thing. And she turned and then she just walked. And she went straight back into the woods. And then, I'm telling you, I was Snow White this whole trip. Then the next morning, we're drinking coffee, hanging out, recapping the night because we had a great time. And then my friend Katie said, you guys, come to the window. And we look. There's a mama deer and her brand new baby completely covered in spots just down right below us eating.
Did you hunt it?
No, oh. I'm not trying to hurt any of these animals. I was one with nature.
You threw a cinder block on its head.
Meanwhile, no. Katie's eating nonstop McDonald's chicken nuggets.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying.
Thinking of maiming two times now. You're like, did the dog get mauled?
I'm just wondering.
My God.
Well, it's interesting that you say the black bear because, well, two things about that. One, if you're up in the mountains, you have to have all your garbage locked
yes.
because it can get in there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeti coolers actually are bear proof. Mm-hmm. You can lock your Yeti cooler. I don't know if females walk with their cubs, the mom yeah. or the dad.
The dad does not. It's the mom.
Oh.
And you guys forget, I went to school at Appalachian State. We saw a lot of bear.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, saw a lot of bear. We were very.
You're more like Goldilocks in the story, in the three bears.
Kind
of. Well, two of them, yeah.
Kind
of.
The bear never approached, like, as soon as you were there.
No, it went away. Yeah. It went away, yeah.
Here's something, fun fact, mm-hmm. and I learned about this. I hope I'm right. Mm-hmm. You know how this show originated?
Sure. What?
Started?
Is originated.
Started, yeah. Just
Holy
say started.
Crap.
Just say started.
Well, it's not even started. It's here in Greensboro, based
originated.
Out of Greensboro. Originated. That's, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we just signed on in New Bern.
Right.
Right.
But you're talking about our show.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about a television show. No. Which show are you talking about?
Yeah. Tony Denton, the manager,
mm-hmm.
had told me that in New Bern has the most black bear in the entire country.
Really?
And in fact, yeah. if you pull into New Bern on your way, there's a big, have you ever seen that circle
yeah.
with a bear on it? It's basically saying this is bear country.
Also, throughout the entire town, Bern means bear. New Bern.
So it's New Bear.
And so there, and
oh,
they
is
have
that what
all
that
the
means?
Yeah, and they have all these bears.
It's
all
not New
Bern
bear.
It's New Bern, but Bern means bear in, is it German?
German, maybe.
Oh,
anyway,
that.
That's cool.
They have all these bears. That's why I responded to the one of the emails, and I said, let's head east and go count all the, Ben's family, a lot of his family lives in New Bern, so we've spent a lot of
yeah,
time
you're right.
there.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's bear statues everywhere, and one of the fun things you can do is go around and try to see all the different ones because they're all decorated differently for things about New Bern.
It's funny when you think uh-huh. of a bear or
yeah.
bears, I think of the mountains only.
I know. You wouldn't think
that's
towards,
shocking that it'd be the most would
yeah.
be towards
yeah,
the coast.
Yeah, that's what I mm-hmm. said. And so, when Tony first told me, I thought he was saying we're known for the most bear because I can't say it right. So I'm like, oh, what kind do you have? Like Bud Light, Miller
Lite? Oh, beer.
Craft.
Yeah,
right.
I'm very
bears.
Bad at saying that beer.
And
bear skin,
mm-hmm.
bear animal, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
And they do climb quickly. I was shocked because I was like, oh, I just run up somewhere. They can climb in
nope.
2 seconds.
They'll fall. And especially if they feel threatened or their cubs feel threatened, yeah, they can move with a quickness.
I would get food. I would hand the bear food.
Mm. That's what I thought,
do
too.
Do it, Jason.
I did
do
think it.
It.
I did.
Yeah.
That'll be your last day.
What do they say?
No, they're
still aggressive. An animal. You don't know.
You don't.
Make one thing, they feel attacked and you're dead.
You know, it says here, just to let you know, less than one human is killed by a black bear per year on average in America.
That's because most people have respect and aren't going to touch them.